Hi, thank you for calling the Seniors Claims Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hi, Natalie. Good afternoon. I was calling because one of our policyholders was involved in an accident like a few minutes ago with one of your policyholders. And he was trying to get a hold of you guys, but he had to go back into work. I was wondering if I could give you the policy number from the police report and see if I can get him on the line so he could get the claim started.
Okay, what's the policy number? And do you have their VIN? I'll need also their VIN.
I don't have it, but I can get him on the phone like right now with us if you like. But yes, let me get you the policy number. It's I hope you feel better. I'm so sorry. I can hear it.
Thank you.
It's M as in Mary, W, T as in Tom, B as in boy, 313014-23.
Yeah, I'm gonna need the VIN number.
Okay. All right. Let me see if he sent it, but he was gonna email it to me, but like 1 second while it loads up.
Okay.
Let's see. No, I haven't gotten it. But let me get him on the line right now for us.
Okay.
Get discounts you deserve for better ways to save on car insurance.
Pues mira, busca, eso me lo voy a llevar, papá. Todo eso me lo voy a llevar. Eso me lo voy a llevar, esto me lo voy a llevar, esto me lo voy a llevar. Por eso es que estoy buscando mis cosas, si tiene prisa, este es mi carro. O sea, este es mi carro. Eso no me lo voy a llevar, nada de eso me lo voy a llevar. Pero necesito, mira, ese papel que está ahí me lo tengo que llevar.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Okay, so Pedro's he's getting the VIN number from the police report right now.
Okay.
Okay. The VIN number for the police report?
Yes.
You don't see it, hold on. Yeah. Okay, bueno, que tengo algo, tengo aquí a esta gente y lo tengo que hacer, o sea. Esta es mía, sí. Aquí hay papeles que yo necesito, pa. Esto lo necesito. O sea. No es mi culpa que yo choque. No fue mi culpa. ¿Ah? Por eso. You want the VIN number, right?
Yes.
Yes, from the car that hit you, yes.
All right. So I have a insurance number, Macy Service. It's going to be data crash 645. Agency case number, street address, crash occurred. Says vehicle number, vehicle LIC number. That's the license number for the vehicle. Is that the VIN or?
No.
No, the VIN will be like the long number that has like the letters and numbers.
And if they don't have that, do you have the plate number?
I have a plate number. I have a license. All right. It's 76A RVX.
And where is that registered at?
Where is it registered at?
Yes. What state?
That car is... It's going to be Florida.
Okay.
I'm in Mr. Juzgajo. Mr. Juzgajo.
Okay, so that was for, okay, it was a Ford Taurus that hit you?
It was a Houston Towing. Ford Taurus. It was a truck. I don't know if it was a Ford Taurus. It doesn't say on this paper that I have. I could email the paperwork that the police officer gave me.
Okay, and so were they driving for Amazon or are you driving for Amazon? Was anybody driving for Amazon?
Amazon. Nobody. It was a Macy truck. I know that. It was a Macy truck.
A Macy truck?
Old Republic Insurance Company. Macy. M-A-S-S-E-Y. Macy.
Okay.
M-A-S-S-E-Y. It was a Macy truck. And what I have here is going to be a 76A. I have the number that I, the 76A RVX, that's the tag number.
Okay, so
I'm actually looking at the truck as we speak.
Right.
I'm actually looking at the truck as we speak.
Okay, so but that plate comes back to a Ford Taurus. It just comes back like that plate. Yeah.
It's a Tacoma.
Yeah, it's coming back to a 93 Ford Taurus.
76A RVX. And I'm looking at the tag number. I mean,
I'm sorry. So is it 76A? A as an alpha?
Yes.
So it's 76A RVX.
Yes. It's going to be a Toyota Tacoma. And it's under a Macy company. M-A-S-S-E-Y.
Okay, I'm just seeing if that is actually one that we do. So it's a Tacoma. Okay, it's coming up. A 2021 Tacoma truck pickup. Usually do commercial vehicles. So give me 1 second. I'm going to see... who would do the claim?
Yeah, Mira, papi, ven acá. Tomaron una foto a ese truck que está ahí. Ese fue el truck que me dio. Ese que está ahí. Ese que está ahí. Ese mismo. Pero hay que tomarlo donde me dio. Me dio
para. Do we know the name of the company? So, was the name of the company Macy?
Macy, yes. M-A-S-S-E-Y. Macy.
M-A-F-F-E-Y?
Yes.
And is that F as in Frank? Or S as in?
S as in S. F. Yeah. F.
F.
Not F. F. F.
So, S-M-A, S as in Sam?
Yes,
Sam. Okay, Sam. Okay, S-S. Okay.
Me dieron del lado ahí.
In the state of Loss, where the accident happened?
I'm sorry?
Where the accident happened, the state that it happened in?
Florida.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email into our claims intake department because nothing's coming up. And what they'll do is they'll do a deep dive. They'll figure out the information that we need And then they'll send you an email within 24 to 48 hours with the information to file the claim.
Well, we're good. We just I'm talking about the insurance now, about the Carson.
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am going to just get some information from you.
Okay, so what's going on? Why can't I?
It's not pulling up in my
system.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's just not pulling up in my system. So therefore, that's why I'm going to send an email in to our claims intake department, which is our back office. They'll do a deep dive, find out the information that we need, and send you an email within 24 to 48 hours with that information. I'm sorry.
I gotta work. I mean, I gotta go to work.
Right. And so I just need your first and last name, a phone number, and an email.
Okay.
And I would need.
All right, but you said 24 hours. I need it now. The vehicle now.
Oh, well, there's nothing I can do because nothing's coming up in my system, so I can't file a claim because I don't have the information that I need. It's not coming up in my system. So that's why we're going to send an email to our claims intake department, and that would take 24 to 48 hours before they get back to you.
I mean, I'm already getting the runaround. Who's going to pay for all those? Who's going to make all those? Who's going to be responsible for all the payments, all the money that I have to spend?
Sir, I'm not. Sir, I think you're getting misconfused. I'm not saying that a claim isn't going to be filed. I'm just saying I, Natalie, cannot file a claim right now because I don't have the proper information that I need. The policy number that you gave me is not coming back into our system. So therefore, my claims intake department would be able to figure it out and know exactly who this belongs to, and then we can file the claim.
All right, so... Do you have the right policy number?
I have the policy number that was given to me, which was Michael Whiskey Tango Bravo 313014-23.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. And it's just not coming up in my system. Not saying that that isn't the policy number. Just in my system, it's not coming up. So therefore, I can't file it because it's not coming up. So that's why I'm going to send it to our claims intake department. They'll do a deep dive. And sometimes that MWTB policy is just a placeholder. And sometimes it'll come back as an ALA policy number. But I'm not sure until they look it up and they figure it out. But in my system, it's not coming up.
They're asking me here at the tow place for the release.
You guys have to sign up a release for the vehicle.
Yeah, I can't sign off because I'm not sure. So I need to send this into our claims intake department so we can figure out who.
All right. What's the information you want?
Do we have the driver's name that was driving for the Massey truck?
Massey truck. I mean, I don't have it on me. I didn't take any of that information. His name's Tony Veras. T-O-N-Y. That's his name, T-O-N-Y, last name, V-E, as V as in Victor, E-R-A-S, Tony Veras is his name.
Okay. And that was V-R-E-S for the last name?
V as in Victor, E-R-A-S.
Okay, so I have B as in Victor, E-R-A-S.
Yeah, Tony Veras, B as in Victor, E-R-A-S.
Right.
Tony Veras.
And do we have the? Do you have his ID number?
ID.
Yeah, his driver's license. Yes, yes, his driver's ID number, his driver's license number. Do you have that? If not, that's okay.
The police report. All right, so my insurance is working on getting that police report.
Okay.
The police report has that information. I have the information on me.
Okay.
But I need to get this resolved.
Okay. So I can just put unknown. I don't have to have their driver's license number. That way I can send this in and get the information back quick as possible. Do you have the lost location, like where the accident happened?
I have, yeah, it's a crash occurred, street number. It's going to be U.S. Highway 441, which is U.S. Highway 441. U.S. Highway 441.
Okay.
And County Road 44.
And County Road 44?
Yeah. Leesburg.
Leesburg, Florida. Okay. Lees. And that's L-E-E. Lees.
Leesburg. L-E-E-S-B as in boy, U-R-G.
Okay, Leesburg, Florida, and it happened today, which is 9:30:24. And do we know the time that it happened?
6:45 a.m.
6:45 a.m. Okay. Okay, so I have, and then I would just need a name, a first and last name, and a phone number and an email.
A person's last name.
Yeah,
my
your
last
first.
Name, you mean?
Yes, your first and last name.
Okay, my first and last name is going to be Pedro, P E D R O, Vega, V E G A, P E D R O, Vega, V E G A. I don't know. I'm gonna watch your name.
Okay, Pedro Vega, and could I get a good callback number?
It's 407-338-7266.
7266. And a good email address.
It's going to be P as in Peter, E D R O V E G A at Gmail. Actually, matter of fact, cancel that email. Just cancel that one completely. Let me give you another one, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, it's going to be P as in Peter, E-D-R-O-V-E-G-A, 553@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, so I have P as in Papa, E-D-R-O, V as in Victor, E-G-A, 553@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Vega.
P as in Peter.
P as in Peter. Yes, sir. Okay. So, I am going to send this into our claims intake department. And like I said, they'll do a deep dive. Hopefully, they'll get it in. It'll be quicker, like, you know, within the next couple of hours. I'm not sure, but I'm sending it right now, and they'll do a deep dive, and usually they're good about, like, sending it right back. And if they get the information, sometimes they give it straight to me, and if that happens, I can just call you back and put the claim in. But I'm sending the email now so they can hurry up. And I put on there, we need a rush on it. So they can hurry up and find out who exactly this belongs to. So therefore, we can file it against the right person.
Well, I mean,
the insurance belongs, I mean, the fault is going to be the other person, the other party. That's
right.
On the police report. So, yeah.
And so I'm sending this in right now. I just sent it. And so someone would be in contact within 24 to 48 hours. Hopefully it's way before that, by the end of the day.
Okay.
But I just have to say 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
But I did just send it, so we're just waiting on them to respond.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Mr. Vega, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
So what now? Are you going to get in contact with my insurance, or what's going on?
Yes, so they're going to, I just sent in the, for a claim intake. So I sent it in to them so they can give me back the proper information that I need, the other policy number. And so as soon as they send back the information, then I can file a claim.
Okay.
Okay, but then someone will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.